Take the latest iPhone coming out with all its new features. New operating systems mean new privacy settings to be selected. Some easily doable, others harder to find or figure out.
When we went from iOS 6 to iOS 7 with Apple, there was some positives. They actually created a tab called Privacy in the settings. And so that at least made it clear that there's some settings regarding privacy.
Professor of Accounting and Information Systems at Virginia Tech, Franz Belanger, has been studying privacy for the last decade.
But then they added some settings that weren't there before, turned them on by default, and never told anybody.
She calls this the privacy paradox, the difference between what people say and what they actually do to preserve privacy on their cell phones.
It changes so fast. Even us, you know, we're involved in this, and it's hard for me to keep up with all of the changes to the privacy settings and rules that are out there.
Belanger says it's about trade-offs. For example, she herself will give her location information when she wants to use her GPS app on the phone to get where she needs to go, a concession for a reward. But she says most people still don't know that cell phone photos come with a location stamp. So it's not hard for someone to track your exact location if you post the photo online without disabling the stamp. But because she knows people like to use apps on their phones, Berlanger and a team of researchers created one that walks users through all the wondrous ways they can control their phone's privacy settings. It's not available to the public yet, but will attempt to help preserve what's left of online privacy. I'm Robbie Harris.